Das Wahnsinn. Elbow mit White Noise, White Heat. Ihr gehört auf 100,6 Flux FM. Eine großartige Nummer aus einem fantastischen Album, das morgen in die Läden kommt. Giants of All Sizes heißt diese neue Platte. Elbow, meiner Meinung nach, eine lange, lange Zeit unterschätzte Band. Ich habe sie 2000, 2001 das allererste Mal gehört. Mich hat es damals schon weggeblasen. Und ich dachte mir, warum geht die Band nicht mehr durch die Decke? Es musste wirklich noch Jahre dauern, bis 2008 dann, The Seldom Seen Kid, bis es dann also wirklich einen richtigen Durchbruch für die Band gab, die lange Zeit im Schatten von irgendwelchen anderen Britpop-Ikonen stand. Man kann sich jetzt noch fragen, warum überhaupt. Aber ich freue mich sehr, dass sie jetzt da sind. Sie sind sogar zurzeit auf Promotour für die neue Platte. Guy and Pete from Elbow are in the studio. Welcome again.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Good that you made it in the end. So, let's start with this beautiful, congratulations, by the way, beautiful record, Giants of All Sizes, which
Thank
is,
you.
Guy, you stated it, a record of the times.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, this is actually a brilliant statement about it, because that's exactly what it is. It's very personal, but it's also very political.
Yeah.
It's dark, it's very moody. But what exactly was your approach to this record? Was it really political turmoil, or was it personal turmoil? Was it all together?
We got together and we went to Hamburg, actually. We always go to the rural countryside in Scotland or somewhere like that to begin a record. Just the band on our own, and we work out what we want to do, what we want to say, how we want to sound. And this time we decided we should go to a city. So we thought a city that's got good vibes and history with music. And we chose Hamburg, and we found an amazing studio called Clouds Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And it's full of vintage equipment and really, really well maintained. Not really in Hamburg. We didn't really do our homework. It's over the river in an industrial estate.
Mm-hmm.
But we got together, and because we didn't bring our own equipment, because we were using theirs, it was really fun to play.
Yeah.
And we dug in and we started, we wrote these great big beats and these big rock riffs. And then the darkness in the music, the sort of where all our heads were at musically, it evoked lyrically. I wrote about my concerns, and my concerns are everybody of sound mind's concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Britain is heavily divided on the Brexit issue.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the band and everybody we know and everybody we love and respect voted Remain. But over half the country voted to leave. And a disaster as that is, I'm not prepared to believe that it's just stupidity or racism. It's over half the country being dissatisfied to the point where they will gamble everything on change.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no dialogue at home. People are entrenched in their opinions. It's battle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very dark, very uncertain. And then in my personal life, I lost my father.
Mm-hmm.
And then the band lost two very, very close friends in the space of 8 days this time last year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a sense of national mourning surrounding Brexit. And there's the uncertainty about the future. And then there's the actual mourning that's been going on for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be wrong to pretend that life isn't great and that there aren't wonderful things going on, but the album focuses on the political issues and on our personal losses.
On the darker and more gloomy sides. It's interesting that you mentioned this. So it almost sounds like you said, you know, guys, it's time for a new album. Let's just choose a studio, which is also kind of a very special approach. Let's go for the studio first and let's see what's coming out of this.
Yeah.
It sounds more like a spontaneous thing. Let's see what the equipment is. Is it a lot of analog equipment, for instance? Can we jam? Can we play live?
It's all like that. And we didn't know what was going to happen. See, like usually, like Guy says, going to the countryside, so maybe kind of like renting, you know, like a big old house and taking all your gear and setting it all up. We know what's going to happen roughly. But then just going to like a different country, I mean, we know Hamburg because we've been loads of times and we really love it. But we didn't know the place or anything. So it was a very different thing. And you could kind of feel that it really rubbed off on the music. You know, like Empires is one of the songs that started there. And that the sound of that to me feels like the room in the studio we were in.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you really do feel things sort of, you know, it's your surroundings. You're sort of adapting to your surroundings and, you know.
Ja. Yeah. Sie sind also nach Hamburg gegangen. Damit ging eigentlich diese ganze Platte los. Nicht mit einer Idee, mit einem Text zu schreiben oder mit einem Gefühl der Übersättigung oder des Frustes, sondern wirklich, wir müssen jetzt mal ein neues Album machen. Man hat sich dann also das Clouds Hill Studio in Hamburg ausgesucht. Das ist ziemlich legendär. Es hat also fantastisches Equipment auch dort drinne. Und es war ein sehr, sehr schöner Spielplatz für die Band. Das ist ein bisschen am Rande von Hamburg. Und dort sind dann die Songs tatsächlich entstanden. Man hatte viel Möglichkeit, sich auszuprobieren. Es gibt viel analoges Equipment dort. Es ist ein sehr rauer Sound entstanden, viel Rock-Sound auch. Vielleicht auch fast so ein bisschen zurück zu den Wurzeln der Band. Und damit, weil man eben auch in so einem industriellen Gebiet war, it was quite industrial there, I heard as well, right?
Yeah.
So very edgy.
Yeah, it's built in an old mill on the third or fourth floor of an old mill. So the space itself is beautiful, but the surroundings are quite desolate.
Yeah.
But there was some amazing things. There was a bar on a barge near the river, which we'd kind of go there once a day and have a couple of beers.
Of course.
Yeah. And we went to a festival while we were here. Mm-hmm. We were only here for 10 days, but it's actually only in the last couple of days, looking at the record, that we realised how much of it was made in Hamburg.
Yeah.
And we certainly, when we talk about it, discuss it as the German record. So it's nice to come here and talk about it to Germany.
Yeah.
The thing is, as well, it was kind of because you know the area that you live in while you're there is still in this same unit, and you're kind of like living underneath the studio section. So we just spent a lot of time together.
Yeah,
we've totally just lived it.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, apparently it almost sounds like a little residency or something.
Yes.
Like a retreat thing. Huh?
Yeah.
Also, wie gesagt, sie waren dort in diesem Cloud Hill Studio und haben auch dort gewohnt übrigens, waren also ganz nah dran an dieser Atmosphäre, die dann also auch den Sound beeinflusst hat. Und dann sagt Guy natürlich auch, ist diese Platte rein textlich inspiriert von der politischen Situation in Großbritannien natürlich mit Brexit, mit dieser Division des Countries, also dieser Teilung des Countries, des Landes. Dann aber auch natürlich von persönlichem Verlust geprägt. Er hat seinen Vater verloren vor nicht allzu langer Zeit und zwei Freunde der Band sind auch ziemlich früh verstorben. Das alles ist also mit reingekommen. So let's listen to another track of your beautiful record, which is Empires. We just talked about it. Und Peter hat auch gerade gesagt, dieses Empires, das ist auch nochmal so ein typischer Sound für auch diese Umgebung, wo die Platte entstanden ist, in diesen Cloud Hill Studios. Hören wir einfach nochmal rein. Elbow mit Empires. Elbow mit Empires, Giants of All Sizes, heißt die neue Platte, die achte mittlerweile von Elbow, die also morgen erscheint. Interesting cover you chose, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even realize it in the first place, and just at the second, I go, what is this actually? It's very colorful, and oh my goodness, it's people!
Yeah.
And then, oh my goodness, what's that? That's huge crocodiles!
Yeah.
And it's whales!
It's, so in China, they have these enormous salinated swimming pools. So they're like artificial Dead Sea. And the biggest one holds 230,000 people.
Oh, God.
And it gets so hot.
So it's basically the Brazilian Maracanã Stadium in water.
Yes. Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah.
So absolutely enormous. And when you look at the image, you see all the colourful flotation devices first. But actually everybody's on holiday and those are personal space organizers as well as flotation devices. And the first feeling when you look at the photograph is claustrophobia and panic.
Yes.
And then you realize everybody's there by choice and everyone's having a good time.
You know, it's funny because I really tried to see people panicking or panic in their faces because you immediately try to pick up a mood because you project and you say, this can't be fun.
Yeah.
This can't possibly be fun.
I would have said that couldn't be fun.
Yeah, exactly.
But it obviously is.
Yeah, they're all having fun.
It seems like it. And it seems very peaceful, actually.
Hey, do you know what? I suppose it's like when you're in the middle of a massive crowd at a festival and you're surrounded by potentially 90,000 people.
Yeah.
Some people would say that's not fun, but it is fun.
It seems like it, yeah. Also ein Cover für dieses neue Album, muss man sich mal angucken, sind ganz, 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 ganz viele Menschen drauf und man sieht es erst gar nicht, weil es ist einfach nur bunt. Irgendwann stellt man fest, es handelt sich hier also um einen Pool und Guy sagt gerade, das ist wie so ein künstliches, totes Meer. Also alles ganz viel Salz drin und es sind wirklich Menschen an Menschen an Menschen an Menschen. Man sieht kaum noch das Wasser und aufblasbare Wassertiere. Und es ist so eine Entspannungsgeschichte in China und die Menschen scheinen das dort zu genießen, auch wenn man sich es schwer vorstellen kann. So, let's get back to the album itself, the music. We've already talked about where you recorded it. We've talked about what influenced it lyrically. I read that you actually are very proud of this record.
Yeah, because we decided to do something untypical, you know. It feels like 2001, 2002, we started playing bigger rooms and we fell in love with the crowd singing back to us. And we fell in love with this great big community thing that happens at our shows. And we took a fork in the road where we became known for big anthems of friendship and love and joy and very romantic, wistful, nostalgic love songs. And we took that fork in the road and we're very proud of every record we've ever made. Which is something, actually. I know other musicians who are not.
Mm.
But this time we wanted to do something more reflective rather than escapist.
Mm.
We wanted to... Yeah, and also I couldn't lyrically not write what I wrote because it would have just been there the next time I sat down.
Yeah.
You know, it had to be done this way. And yeah, that's why it's an album of its time because it's reflective of... what's going on with us as middle-aged men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you lose people in your 40s. Mm-hmm. If you get to 45 without losing someone, you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, we've kind of watched these situations unfold in the UK. White Heat is about is a reaction to the Grenfell Tower, which links to my astonishment at the Brexit vote. I've realised that I've become, like a lot of people in the UK, like a lot of people in the world, the news I read and the opinions I read are tailored for me by the internet, by the algorithms. I'm just hearing my own opinion mm-hmm. argued better and better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes you entrenched. And that's why there's no dialogue. That's why there's no talk.
Yeah.
And... my reaction to Grenfell in particular, which was the tower block in London that
fell down, were burning out.
It burnt down. It burnt because of safety precautions yeah. being grinded away in favour of landlords.
And about 70 people died.
They died because they were poor. They yeah. burnt to death in the richest borough of yeah. the UK, yeah. the wealthiest borough of the UK, because they were poor. And that's because of the slow erosion of care
mm-hmm.
And the slow erosion of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, also under the last three prime ministers, all unelected, by the way, mm-hmm. in the UK, we've seen Brexit happen. We've seen austerity, which is all of the public services being cut. And the official statistics, you know, the bipartisan statistics are that 130,000 people have died early in the UK because of cuts made to public services.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always the old and the young that suffer because they don't have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we live in a country now that doesn't protect its children. There isn't a species of animal on mm-hmm. earth that doesn't mm-hmm. protect its children. And all of this against a backdrop of a prime minister that's been elected on his tough decision making
yeah.
and world standing.
Yeah.
And it's, so we couldn't really make a record full of beautiful, tender anthems.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Also, Guy sagt auch gerade nochmal, ne? Also es war unbedingt, das ist eine Platte, die also diese heutigen Zeiten beschreibt. Er konnte auch gar nicht anders. Früher waren Elbow ja dann ein bisschen leichtfüßiger, haben sich auch viel dem Publikum zugewandt, waren optimistischer und so. Aber jetzt eben, vielleicht auch ist es das Alter, sagt er, wir sind jetzt alle Mitte 40, die meisten von uns haben schon jemanden verloren. Aber es ist eben auch die politische Situation in Großbritannien, wo diese Schere immer größer wird, wo drei Premierminister also in Folge nicht vom Volk gewählt werden, sagt er auch nochmal dazu. Die dort also sich auf eine harte Tour einigen. In der gleichen Zeit brennt halt dieser Grenfell Tower ab in London. Das ist also dieses Haus, wo 70 Menschen gestorben sind, verbrannt sind, weil sie arm waren, weil eben die Sicherheitsstandards nicht eingehalten werden konnten. Und er sagt, das ist im Grunde genommen das, was das Land zurzeit bewegt. Und das ist auch das, was er nicht versteht. Wie kann es dazu kommen? Und es ist auch ein bisschen seine Rolle als Beobachter. It's also your observation point as someone standing by, someone also privileged, as
yeah.
you say, as I read in an interview, who is wondering what became of us or what became of this country, what became of us and the generations after us, or maybe our politicians.
Yeah, it's I was born into a large working class family, but I realised after the vote that I was out of touch with 50% of the country. I was out of touch with what half of the people in the country are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I've acquired privilege, which has had me blinkered from how people are feeling. And the only way forward I can think of is that we need to honour the democratic vote. If you believe in democracy at all, you have to honour the vote. And we need to leave Europe and then do whatever we can to get back in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at the same time, find a way to look after our least fortunate, mm-hmm. and our most needy. Mm-hmm. A society is only as healthy as its most needy mm-hmm. member.
So dialogue is basically also what you're calling for.
I'm quite enjoying these police sirens as a background.
Me too, but it's a very dramatic soundtrack for what you're actually saying.
I feel it's lending my words weight.
Yeah, it took us a while to actually plan for this, but then they finally agreed that okay, we do it, but
it's
just for 2 minutes.
It's a great job.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so Pete, you're in Manchester. Guy is actually in London, living in London right now. Does that work for you guys? Does it work even better?
It works. It works better for the three of us.
Thanks.
No, it works absolutely. It's absolutely fine. It's mm-hmm. not a problem because, you know, there's songs on this album that we've all written individually at home and we, you know, send files to each other.
Yeah.
Then there'll be periods where it's just me, Craig and Pot. But then there's periods when we need Guy to come up and he'll come up for a week or mm-hmm. come up for, you know, there's been periods where it's maybe you've just come up literally for a day. Mm-hmm. So we could, when we were finishing the album, so we could kind of just finish this one song and we needed Guy there for it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's, you know, we Skype and it's quite straightforward, really.
Yeah.
And it means I'm in Manchester often enough to still consider it my home.
Of course.
Yeah.
And it probably will forever remain your home.
Of course,
isn't
it? Yeah.
I mean, you have your wife, you have your son, your 2-year-old son in London, which are probably the most important people.
Well, this is it. Mm-hmm. The thing is, though, you see, he gets to come up, and Alex, our drummer as well, they get to come up whenever there's rehearsals or anything like that. And then they always get to go to the pub. So anyway, so we were saying, let's start doing some rehearsals down in London.
No,
so that I can go to the pub.
No, you can't
go to the pub.
It's very expensive rehearsing in London.
Sometimes it's like, look, I would love to come to the pub, but I've got to go and pick the kids up from school something like that.
Well, but you know what, Pete? Wait for another 4 or 5 years, and then Guy's in the same situation. Then he's got to pick up Jack from school, and then
I can now. I can drive now.
Yeah,
I passed my test in October.
Your driver's license passed.
Yeah, last October, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long is it from London to Manchester?
By car, it's 4.5 hours.
Ah, that's nothing.
By train, it's 2 hours.
Ah, well, that actually really calls for mutual sessions.
It would be in Nottingham. Nottingham's famous for Robin Hood and lace. And the making of lace.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. There's nothing much going on in Nottingham. Okay. I think we might be the first band ever to set foot in Nottingham.
Well, it would be a good one, actually, to know that Elbow is in Nottingham.
Oh, it's also got the oldest pub in England.
That's it?
Yeah. Sold. Sold. Also, ich habe gerade nochmal gefragt, weil Guy mit seiner Frau, die Schauspielerin ist, in London wohnt. Er hat einen 2-jährigen Sohn auch. Die sind natürlich beide in London. Deswegen ist er auch nach London gezogen, hat seine Heimat Manchester verlassen. Er sagt aber, ich bin oft genug da oben, um Manchester immer noch meine Heimat zu nennen. Pete sagt, Alex, der Drummer, ist auch immer mal in London und kommt dann zu den Proben nach oben. Man macht über Skype natürlich ein paar Gespräche oder findet sich zusammen. Jeder schreibt ja selber auch immer noch Musik. Das funktioniert. Aber Pete sagt auch, es könnte schon auch mal ein paar Proben mit anschließendem Pubbesuch in London geben, aber da sträubt sich Guy dagegen. Warum auch immer. Guys, I know you don't have too much time, so I'll let you go. I'd love to talk more about the new album, but maybe we should just listen to the new album, which is fantastic. Tomorrow it's out. Is it already out in England? No, it is
not.
No.
It's
actually general.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so secretive, your whole record company. My goodness, it was like, don't play anything else. Watermarked links that we got. Yeah. It's almost like in the 90s.
All of our crew are really old.
Even with the new influencer bands, with the young kids, 17, we can't say anything before anymore. It's the release day and that's it.
Mm.
back to the old time. Wow. Absolutely clandestine. Pete and Guy from Elbow, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us back. Cheers.
And we're going to see you soon on tour.
Yeah, in November, I think.
In November. Mm. You know what? I should be prepared and should know when it's in Berlin.
Well,
us too.
We don't either.
Yeah, well, I'm going to...
But it's coming up.
I'm going to do my homework and I'm going to look it up now and going to let our listeners know in a few minutes. Thank you so much for being here. It was a lot of fun. And we're going to listen to Dexter and Sinister now, which is a brilliant first track of the album. This, although, is the radio edit. Well done, though. Well done, radio edit.
Cheers.